You're with Cape Talk. This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Right, so we've already done our segment on human-focused Mandela Day ideas. In our pet feature today, we thought we'd focus on various activities in which you can do your 67 minutes of service with an animal focus, because a number of different shelters and animal welfare organizations are hosting events on Thursday. We're going to start with the Cape of Good Hope SPCA. Always a pleasure to welcome their spokesperson, Belinda Abrams, to the show, and she's on the line with me now. Lovely to have you with us, Belinda.
Always lovely to speak to you, Pippa, and good afternoon to all the listeners.
67 minutes and you want to build 67 kennels. Tell us what's happening on Thursday.
Definitely. So we're actually quite full for the kennel build, but we're still able to accommodate some walk-ins. So if people haven't made their plans yet, they can absolutely still join us. And, of course, we're hoping to build these kennels for the underprivileged pets and their owners. And we're asking people to come along. We've got the wood. We've had some wonderful donations of pallets and things. Just bring along some nails, hammers, paint, and your energy. And, help us put together a shelter for a pet in need.
Okay, so you said that the required tools and et cetera are all there already. Do you just simply arrive at the venue and say, I want to help, or must you bring anything with you?
Pippa, so we're asking the public to just bring along some nails. Hammers are generally in short supply. And, of course, if you want to paint a specific color or a theme or, just something pretty in general, then you can bring along some paint as well.
Okay, now it's happening at your facility on the corner of First Avenue and First Road in Grassy Park. What time should people come along and how long do you need them for?
People can come along from 8:30 in the morning until 5:00 in the afternoon.
Okay, and if you can only come for 67 minutes, is that good enough, or would you like people who can stay for longer if possible?
No, that's good enough, Pippa. In 67 minutes, you can nail quite a few planks onto a frame. And of course, if there are people that don't want to get hands on in that way, there's always dogs wanting walking or grooming or just some cuddles. So plenty of things to keep people busy.
Okay, so that is the Cape of Good Hope SPCA kennel build. If you can't get there on the day, is there any way to contribute to the event, Belinda?
So, Pippa, we are asking people out there to fund a kennel build for 500 rand. So if people aren't able to come out and help us, they can do that. We've also got something, Cape Talk listeners would be familiar with the story of Benji, a beloved pet that was horrifically stabbed to death in Khayelitsha.
Yeah.
And quite coincidentally, that case goes to trial on Mandela Day, so on the 18th of July. And if people would prefer, they can also come out to the Khayelitsha court. We're asking people to get involved in a silent protest, so it will be peaceful and silent. Tape a black cross over your mouth so it symbolizes the voice that animals don't have. Make yourself some kind of protest poster, or you can download one from our website. And just help us really make a change here. Nelson Mandela wasn't afraid to be a catalyst for change. So a great way to honor him in this way would be by making a sacrifice for what you believe in just as he did. So get down to the courts as well. Make your protest poster. Stand in peaceful silent protest with us, calling for the harshest penalty for animal abusers.
Belinda Abram, thank you so much. Cape of Good Hope SPCA spokesperson. So First Avenue and First Road intersection at Grassy Park is where you'll find them. If you'd like to physically go and build some kennels on Mandela Day, you can also opt for joining that silent protest outside the Khayelitsha Magistrates Court. Or if neither of those is possible due to your work commitments or anything else, pledge 500 rand towards funding a kennel. More details on their Facebook page. Just look for Cape of Good Hope SPCA.
Lunch with Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Join the conversation.
Another regular in the pet feature and other parts of the show is Marcel Duplessis of the Mzananda Animal Clinic, who do amazing work caring for needy animals and organizing sterilization campaigns and much more. Marcel's on the line to tell us what they've got planned for Thursday. Great to have you with us again.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you for having me.
It's been a cold winter, and that applies to animals as much as to humans. You, too, are wanting to make sure that there is more shelter available.
Yes, absolutely. So we're also hosting a kennel building day for Mandela Day. We're having two events, actually, one to cater for corporates or work groups, and then one to cater for the public. So on the 18th, which is actual Mandela Day, work groups or corporate groups are invited to come and join us to board a kennel. And then on the 20th, which is the Saturday thereafter, anyone can come and join, whether it's your friends or your family, any form of a group can come and join us to board a kennel then.
Okay. What do you need to bring along? Have you got all the raw materials, or are you asking members of the public who are taking part to bring along some wood or hammers and nails, etc.?
So we will provide you with a very easy to board instruction manual, as well as all the wood which has been donated to us, and some nails and cutting machines. We're just asking you to bring along a hammer per person, a pencil, and a measuring tape. That's all you're going to need. And of course, if you want to paint your kennel afterwards, please bring along a little paintbrush, and any leftover paint that you have is very welcome as well.
Okay, now we were talking about the Santa Shoebox project earlier in the show. You also got a Wagging Winter Shoebox campaign going, I believe.
Yes, that's correct. So we're encouraging people from the public to get creative and pack a little shoebox for a pet in need this winter. So you can decide whether you want to pack for a dog or a cat or a puppy or kitten and fill it up with different goodies that will help them in winter and drop it at various drop spots in Cape Town, which are all listed on our website and Facebook page.
Okay, Mzananda Animal Clinic, and it's MDZANANDA. If you want to join in the actual kennel building, how do you book a space, Marcel?
So for the corporate day, which is on the 18th, you have to book just by emailing me on info@mzananda.co.za. And for the public kennel day on Saturday, you can get a ticket online at Quickit. You just type in Kennel Board 2019 and the Quickit site will pop up.
Marcel Duplessis, thanks for chatting to us of the Mzananda Animal Clinic. The cost, by the way, is R100 a person, booking through Quickit, and more information about all of those activities on their website, mzananda.co.za. Also want to mention a third kennel project being run by the Purple Kennel Project. And thanks, Rihanna, for sending through this information to us. R465 is the pledge that is asked to supply a brand new kennel. And through the month of July, they're running a special Mandela Day offer of R550 for a kennel plus a stainless steel food bowl, a warm blanket, and a bag of food as well. There are banking details on their website, purplekennelproject.co.za.
You're with Cape Talk. This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
And last but not least, you can put the pedal to work in the Animal Welfare Spinathon happening on Thursday. Animal Welfare Society of Stellenbosch is hosting a special ride for rescues. To tell us more, delighted to have Jessica Perrins on the line. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Hi, Papa. Thanks. And a very good afternoon to all your listeners.
Tell us what's happening on Thursday.
So we actually have two great initiatives. We have our Scrap the Plastic Brak Trap, where we invite corporates to come and walk a dog and at the same time to pick up litter across in the vineyards from us. That's a campaign we feel quite strongly about. We've scrapped the plastic by, creating a special edition bamboo straw animal welfare shoppers, and that's all going to be available on the day. And the Ride for Rescues, another great one for all the fitness fanatics. We invite everyone to pop down to the Single Track Studio, which is in Stellenbosch, and ride for 67 minutes. It costs R50 a person and a bag of dog or cat food. So we have quite a few celebs on board with us. Mishka Patel and a few of her friends will be cycling. So even if you're not keen to cycle, you can sponsor a bike. And all the information is on our Facebook pages under both the events.
Okay. Jessica, the money that's raised, is it intended for any specific cause or campaign, or is it just generally to feed into your ongoing work supporting animals in need?
At the moment, we have identified a few hotspots where we need to do sterilization. So it would definitely be put into the mass sterilization campaign funding pot.
Okay. As a matter of interest, how much does it cost to sterilize a dog, Jessica?
It cost is R350. That would just be the surgical cost.
Okay. So I know there's a huge need for that service. You can help support the work of Animal Welfare Society Stellenbosch by joining in either of those events. Is there a website or Facebook page we can direct our listeners to, Jessica?
Yes, definitely. It's Animal Welfare Society Stellenbosch on Facebook. Okay. And our website is www.awss.co.za.
J- Jessica Perrins, appropriately dogs barking in the background. Thank you so much. Jessica speaking for Animal Welfare Society, Stellenbosch. Right, a couple of suggestions there for the animal lovers of the audience who might like to use that outlet on Mandela Day. We will make all of the information that we shared with you available as a podcast on the Cape Talk website and via the Cape Talk app. So if you'd like to listen back and jot down details on your own time, you'll find it all shared there after the show.